It's episode 268, and we've got plugins for post shortcodes, affiliate links, emailing your users, WooCommerce product tabs, order testing, and a new way to skip the dashboard on login. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the beautiful south coast of British Columbia, sweating for our show. I'm John Overall.
And doing the same in the heat wave here in Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yes, we have a wonderful heat wave going on here. We're starting to approach 25 degrees, and I had to close the doors because they decided to do lawn care work out there today. So cut down the noise. So no breeze through the room today.
There you go.
All right. We have the usual great show for you today. But of course, don't forget right off the top, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner, or stopping in on the iTunes store and leaving us a review.
Yeah, that iTunes review is big in many ways. First, it helps us with our rankings. Second, it informs us as to how well you like the show. And finally, it also gives you, the listener, an opportunity to promote a specific link if you'd like. So if you leave a link to your website within your review, we will not only mention it on the show, but we'll also put it in the show notes. So you get a nice little return on that. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, don't forget you. We are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. I myself specialize in helping people fix their broken WordPress websites. If you broke it, I fix it. If someone else broke it, hey, I'm even great at fixing those ones too. Feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And if you're interested in having your own membership site or developing membership sites for clients, I encourage you to go to membershipcoach.com and joining our group over there. John, I just started something brand new at the Membership Coach program. I started something called the 21-Day Challenge, and it will take from an idea all the way to a live membership site in under 21 days. And that's very, very big. I encourage everybody to head on over to membershipcoach.com and learn more.
Sweet. That'll be very nice. That's a great way to get online and active within a month.
Right.
Okay. And of course, we would like to take this moment here and thank our donors to the show. Those who donate over $50 or more, we mention you here in the show with links back to your website and mention out your website or on behalf of another company if you so desire. Anyone coming in under $50, well, we'd thank you very much too. So we'd like to again thank this week $55 from Jez at Jez Web Party Limited. Jez left us a great note, and the note is, happy to hear the new mic, which sounds great, and to support your work. Sounds crisp and perfect. This week's donation is on behalf of Chainwire Fencing Specialist at fencingspecialist.com.au, who construct industrial chainwire fences and is a client of Jez Web in Australia. Cheers, Jez. Thanks a lot, Jez. We greatly appreciate you supporting the show as much as you have. And more folks, well, come on, join on board with Jez. He's really helping support the show and help make the improvements that are slowly coming about due to your donations.
Absolutely, and he's done it in a very cool way, which is he's getting backlinks for his client website through our show notes, through donations. And that's a very cool way to do it. So thank you very much, Jez, for your support. And to all the donors who supported us at a level under $50, keep them coming. We do appreciate it, and it does help with the show. So thank you very much.
And to those of you who are looking for the Patreon account, that will be launching by next episode. I'm about 99.8% of the way there. I've got a few tweaks to do in the promotions page on it. And once that's complete, then I'll launch it and announce it out. So those of you that want to start donating through Patreon, that'll be happening. And along with the Patreon account happening, I've created a new, or not a new YouTube channel, but I've updated the YouTube channel for WP Plugins A to Z, and I'm slowly moving over or creating new videos that will be going into that channel. Now, some of the videos for plugins, these are videos on how to use and set up plugins. Some of them will be stuck in behind a paywall inside the WP Support website, which is part of the WP Plugins site. And you can gain access to that by becoming a Patreon or just donating to the show on a monthly basis. So those are coming. So look forward to that.
All right. And with that, I think it's time to move on over to the main course.
Oh, no. We got a couple of pieces of news.
Oh, we do? Oh, I didn't see that. Sorry.
We do. We've got WordPress 4.6 is about to drop. They're expecting it to drop August 16th, which is a day or so after this show is recorded. So look for that coming into your WordPress dashboard relatively soon. And there's looking to be some really cool things in there. And one of them, of course, is the Shiny updates. Now that I understand what they mean by Shiny updates, I couldn't quite figure that out for a while. But basically what it is when you do your updates, instead of being taken to currently updating screen while it's waiting, the screen will just blank and flip right back forward and say update is complete. That's pretty much all it is. It takes out 2 seconds of your time. So
yeah,
but those two seconds add up.
Also, I just want to give a word of caution out there again. Just to make sure that this is going to work for your sites, please remember if you've got a live client site or something like that, that you're not sure if an upgrade is going to break it, clone that site to a test stage site and then upgrade that to 4.6 and see how it reacts.
Absolutely. Or wait a week or so until everyone starts bitching about everything breaking.
Just like I do, yes.
Pretty much what I do. I go update a couple of my personal sites that are not unimportant, that run a lot of the same plugins across my client sites. So if it works on those, it generally works on everything. But that's one of the ways to do it, is have dozens of websites you work on and find a couple that are similar.
Yes.
And also, there is a link in the show notes now to our new YouTube channel. Wow. Twist my tongue there. And also, we have the link up in the top of the website. So check out the YouTube channel. More and more stuff is going to start appearing there in the coming weeks.
Great. And maybe I'll have access to that. Maybe throw some things on that as well.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's it. I guess it is time for the meat and potatoes now, eh?
All right. Let's fire up the grill.
Off we go.
Hey.
Wrong button. Dragon was jumping the gun. Yeah. All right. The first plugin I've got here today is called Post Shortcode. This plugin was sent in by Shachin Jalev and located at shachin8600.wordpress.com. And this is a plugin that is pretty nice. What it does, it allows you to include post snippets into multiple places on your WordPress website. And you can do this by either using a shortcode or by using the widget creator. And what it does for you is it allows you to go into either the widget creator and create the specific post you want to have by choosing your categories, tags, custom post types, etc., organizing them in their hierarchies, and then set your widget out. Or you can go into the settings board for this and do the same thing, and then it'll produce a shortcode for you, which you can then place onto any page or post within your site. And it does a really great job of bringing in the featured image, the post layout, moving it left to right, adjusting it, tweaking it, and there's a whole lot you can do with it. All in all, it's a pretty great plugin for including your additional post in multiple places of your website. If you want to highlight something, share some information, little bits and pieces. It is manual, so it does take a little bit of work to do. All in all, pretty great plugin. So I gave it a 4 Dragon rating, and it's Post Shortcode.
Excellent. Well, the first one that I'd like to talk about today is called Products Tab Manager for WooCommerce. Now, we've all seen different high-end sites in terms of e-commerce out there, your typical store, and sometimes they have tabs. I'm reminded of Costco.com, and they have different things like specifications, shipping information, detailed product information, all of that. This allows you to do that. You can create tabs for any products that you want. You can create one tab for all products or custom tabs for each individual product. You can set the default WooCommerce and custom products tabs as you wish. So you can create one that's global along the way. The nice thing is all of these product tabs have a nice native WYSIWYG editor. So it's really easy to edit the content that's within them. And it's really nice. It's kind of a drag and drop in terms of where the tabs go. And there is a lot you can do with this plugin straight out of the repository. I would have given it a 5 out of 5, but as the rule has it, there is a premium version of this as well. And I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Still a pretty nice plugin for helping you set up the tabs in your WooCommerce, though.
It does add a big degree of professionalism in terms of what you can add to it. Perhaps even the tab, because of the fact that it's WYSIWYG compatible, you could actually add a gallery that tab with different product specs and angles and views and things like that, anything you want. So it's really nice. Product Tabs Manager for WooCommerce.
Cool. Sounds like one to check out if you're building a WooCommerce store. Okay, the second plugin I've got here for you today is called Affiliate Links Lite. And this was sent in by Nikkei at teamdev.com. And this is a nice plugin for creating redirect links to your website. It bills itself as a great way to mask affiliate links, and it looks to be a useful way to create other redirects on your site. It does have a little bit of quirk that I'm not too sure of its usefulness, because it only seems to create the links. It does this by creating custom post types, which is a little bit different of a way for creating links than I thought. It does also add an additional word to the end of your URL. So it'll be your URL and their default word is go and then /, whatever you title the link as. So it's kind of a bit of an unusual way of doing things. So I'm not too certain of it. It didn't look like there was a way to remove that additional word in the middle. So not too sure how it's going to work. It does do tracking. You can create 301 redirects. It does do Google Analytics if you want to upgrade to the premium version. The custom post type redirection to me was a bit of an unusual take on it. All in all, not too bad of a plugin. It does seem to work pretty well, and it seems to be pretty stable. But if you're looking for something to create short links or redirects, I'm still going to recommend Pretty Links as the plugin you want to jump on. All in all, not too bad. Check it out. Affiliate Links Lite, and I gave it a 3 Dragon rating.
Very good. Next on my list here is also another WooCommerce plugin. You can tell I've been doing a lot of WooCommerce stuff lately by what I've had in the show. And this one is called WooCommerce Order Test. And essentially what it does is allow you to make sure that your checkout works from start to finish. So in order to test your WooCommerce order process, you just enable it by going to the WooCommerce setting page and you just enable the order gateway, which does not allow or authorize any sales or transactions, but it does take you through the entire sales process, checkout, all of that. It's an excellent way to see exactly what the consumer sees when they do a checkout, and that includes all your upsells, all your cross-sells that you're going to be doing, what does the thank you page look like, what emails trigger after the fact in terms of the sale, all of those things. Really nice plugin, WooCommerce Order Test, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Okay, the final plugin I've got here today is called WP Email Users, and this one was sent in to us by Siddharth B. at techspawn.com. And this plugin here is a great plugin to allow you to create your own local newsletter, customize emails coming out from your website, It allows you to send your emails via any SMTP service you may have, be that Gmail, SendGrid, Amazon, your local host, whatever you want to do. The customization of the messages is pretty nice. If you want to send out autoresponders that go out after, say, somebody leaves a comment or, say, somebody signs up to your website, you can create these autoresponder templates that you can then have automatically go out to people with additional information they might need or want. As far as replacing a newsletter system such as MailChimp or something, I'm not entirely certain about that due to the problems in existence today of getting past the IP filters out there, the blacklists and the spam filters. You really need to be using someone like MailChimp or something to help ensure your newsletters get where they're going, especially if you have large lists. Because I know from experience sending from my own servers, I have to do such a fight to keep my IP addresses out of blacklists. And sometimes it's just not worth it because sometimes the blacklist, it's like a totally irrelevant reason they will ban you. And so this is one of the things you face if you try to do it all yourself as far as a newsletter. But as far as some of the other features on this, pretty great plugin, especially the autoresponders. Those sort of things can come in very handy for sending out information. So check it out, WP Email Users. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very good. And yes, those are valid points concerning the origination source of email, yeah. And it's very easy to get flagged.
Oh, God, is it ever.
Yeah, so it's worth it in terms of spending the little extra money for things like MailChimp and all of that, just to make sure that your deliverability rate is up there.
For newsletters especially.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about a plugin next. It's called Skip Dashboard. Really neat little plugin. This is really lightweight, really lazy. It allows the WP admin user upon login to skip the default WordPress dashboard and go to one specific page, any specific page. So that's pretty neat that you can direct it to do that kind of thing. Maybe you want it to go straight to the orders page, or you want it to go to the posts page, or anything. If you just want to skip the default dashboard, go to right where you want to go. If you go to one page more often, or also this is great for clients that may need to log into the site. If you can make their path easier in terms of a better experience and less stuff for them to break, if they need to go post pages or create posts, maybe just put them onto the posts page and keep them in the right frame of mind instead of having to have them wander around. So it's called Skip Dashboard. Really great plugin. I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That can be quite handy. Help save you a few seconds of time when you're going in specifically to get your orders or other things you need.
Right. If it's a repetitive thing over and over and over, and that's really all you're doing is going into the dashboard and checking orders, this is awesome. This is a great way to do it.
Excellent. Okay, well, I covered up in this episode post short code, which I gave a 4.2. I covered up affiliate links light, which I gave a 3.2. WP email users, which I gave a 4.2.
And I reviewed WooCommerce product tabs, gave that a 4 out of 5. WooCommerce order test, 4 out of 5. And we just talked about Skip Dashboard, which I gave a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. And a little commercial time. This is a spot where, well, I was promoting my wife's website, but I've decided it's time to share this space with others. So currently, I want to let others know about a great nonprofit society here in the Victoria area. It's called Heritage Acres. And what they do is they help preserve our history for everyone. It is a society that has 15, 20 acres of land where they've got buildings with a blacksmith shop, woodworking shop, a forge, old steam engines. All of these things you can gain access to by becoming an annual member. And you can go in there and you can access the blacksmith shop if you have the urge to go pound on metal. Or you can access the forge shop if you want to go pour molten metal into molds. Or a woodworking shop, whatever you want to do. And you can help out on the grounds. The grounds also have a model train system that is one of those miniature-sized trains where you can sit on and ride that run through the entire park area. And you can access those. There's a really lot of great features there. The website is heritageacresbc.ca. And so check it out. They're a really great group.
Great. I'm going to check that out. That's nice. A reminder to all, the membershipcoach.com program is your go-to resource for all the training, advice, and support you need to develop and grow your own profitable membership site. And that includes actually developing it for clients as well. So be sure to head on over to membershipcoach.com, get on the list, get in there, sign up, and you'll get your lessons for as low as $67 a month with a full money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, I'm giving you your money back. That's just the way it is. You can also follow on Twitter at Membership Coach and get all the latest release dates and news.
Excellent. Okay, and I'd like to take a couple of minutes here and just encourage all of you wonderful listeners out there who are listening to the show, and I know there's thousands of you because I look at the downloads of the show. There's thousands of you every week downloading the show. So I'd like to encourage all of you to get involved in the show by, one, donating. We greatly need the donations. It's slowly increasing the amount of time I can devote to all the different aspects of improving everything here. The other is, if you want to produce something for us, you want to create a review and submit it to us pre-recorded, we'll be happy to play that on here as long as it's appropriate for everything that we've always done. If you want to send us in plugins, as you can see, continuously people send plugins in for me to check out and review. If you have plugin recommendations you'd like to do, they don't even have to be your own. They can be anyone's plugin that you think is a really great plugin. And by you sending it in, you'll get the credit of recommending it to us. So those sorts of things help the show. They help make our job a little easier. I don't always have to go out and look for plugins because sometimes I'm developing, I'm still using the same core set of plugins I always use and that we've reviewed and recommended on the show possibly several times already. So those sorts of things are what we're looking forward to. And donations, please donate to the show. It helps improve the show. Hopefully the sound quality is improving. As you've heard from Jez, he's really liking a new mic that I'm using. I'm learning new tricks and abilities. I'm getting the YouTube channel set up and functioning. More and more stuff is slowly coming your way. So please join the show.
Yeah. And some of the things I'll tell you, I'll tell everybody what I'm up to is I'm really learning a lot about presenting live video and online video master for nearly 12 years now, that I've always been just comfortable behind the mic and not so comfortable in video.
Yeah.
And I'm actually taking training. I joined somebody else's membership program, you know, their membership site about how to learn to, you know, how to get great video, what equipment you need to use, how you do streaming, all of that stuff. And the more donations that we get to the show, the more likely I would like to contribute back to stuff like maybe even doing live workshops and things like that around the show in terms of plugins and all of that. But it does need infrastructure. So John's right. We have thousands and thousands of listeners to every show. That's just that's a guarantee in terms of how much gets downloaded. And if just a handful of a percentage of those listeners would donate to the show, we could do a lot more with our community than we can today. And that's why I encourage you to get involved. Once John gets the Patreon going, I hope everybody subscribes. And that's a monthly subscription, I think, John, right?
Yep, it's a monthly subscription.
Okay, so $10 a month, whatever. That's one lunch. If you don't want to buy me lunch and John lunch once a month, I don't know really how big of a fan you are of the show. And maybe we're just doing a lousy job, John. I don't know.
The other thing. If we're doing a lousy job, let us know. Let us know where we need to do some improvements or what you would like to see more of.
But I hear all the time from our listeners how great of a job that we're doing.
That's what I hear constantly.
That's what I don't understand. So we do need your help. We're serious about that. It's not just $55 a week will do it for us. We really want to increase things that we do with this show. We think that we've earned that right, and we've got probably the most credibility out there in relation to podcasts about WordPress.
And it's been on the air for over 5 years now.
Right. And we've been the most consistent out of anybody. So please help us out. Please donate to the show.
Okay. And the usual reminders to close us out. Don't forget, you can get the show and iTunes. And if you're listening to us via iTunes, please stop in there and give us a review. It really helps keep us up in the rankings there. If you're listening via Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or go visit their website and leave us a comment on their page. And you can also find us in Google Play now if you're using Androids. So check us out there or just go to WPPluginsA2Z.com for all the show notes.
Outstanding. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at membershipcoach.com. Find me on Twitter at Marcus Couch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!